Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Welcome to the Period Besties podcast. Today we're going to dive deeper into menstruation, your period, and really talking a little bit more about what's happening in your body this time of your cycle. So day one is the first day of your cycle. So a lot of times it's really, if you're tracking, you know, what time of day you're getting your period, like I actually like to put what time my period arrives. I've noticed lately it's been coming really late at night. But the first day of your cycle is when you get your period, and this is when your estrogen and your progesterone pretty much flatline. This is usually when you feel, well, for me personally, I feel like that deep resting nourishment phase. You might as well, you might want to wrap yourself in like a warm blanket, drink some hot tea, and just be. I know that might not work for everybody listening to this podcast today, depending on what your job is. And now that I have kids, it's definitely more challenging the day that I get my period, but you might feel a little bit more tired. Your brain might feel a little bit more cobwebby. That's how I describe my brain. But this is usually lasts about 3 to 7 days, your period, depending. Something to think about each month, really tracking how many days your period is there, depending on where you are and how you felt the first previous months. You know, you might have a period where you have lots of energy on day three, and maybe the next period you don't feel that energy rising again until day five. So the day you get your period, hormones are pretty much flat. And then you might notice subtle small shifts day by day in terms of like where your energy is heading, because estrogen will start to gradually come back online.
Yeah, absolutely. And you may even notice like over the course of a year, right? Most people have their worst period in January because mm-hmm. we've spent 2-3 months eating sugar, drinking more than we should, staying up later than we should. So you may even notice over the years that your period has better or worse months based on what's going on in your life around you. So it's a great thing to track and see. So then you can anticipate it, right? Like I know in January to give myself a couple extra days of grace in my period that month because I enjoy having sugar over the holidays. And I make that compromise. Or like for myself, my birthday is in July. So sometimes August, I can have a little bit of a more tumultuous period depending on what I plan to do for my birthday. Like if we're going to stay up and go to concerts or whatever, or if I'm just like hanging out at a spa with my friends. So sometimes I plan like my August cycle to have a little bit more space around it too. So your period does really, it's your monthly report card, and it reflects what's been happening in the months before it. So kind of keeping that in mind. But your menstrual phase is the new moon phase. It's your water phase. So when we're talking about the energies of these cycles, it's that cool, dark kind of salt water cavern. It's more introverted. It's your winter phase. So as your brain starts to tell you things like, no, but I should be working an 18-hour day today and going to exercise and work out and all these things, just kind of bring that vision of a new moon, cold winter water day and go, wait, no, I don't necessarily have to do that. If it feels good and you have all the energy in the world, go enjoy, play tennis in all white. But for the rest of us, you don't feel that blame and shame because it really is a much more internal, snuggly season.
Yeah. And if you're having a period where you're not having any pain, you know, going for a nice walk, deep stretches. I love doing like restorative yoga. Even some like gentle Pilates sometimes feels good, but kind of really thinking about those like slow, deep movements. Getting fresh air, I think, always helps, especially it's the winter sign, right? It's winter. And even though it's cold out, that fresh air still feels really good. That getting some vitamin D from that sun, it can also help with sleep, you know, seeing real sunlight, especially if you're in an office and you're kind of like going in before the sun comes up and leaving, you know, trying to get outside for a 5-minute walk and getting that sun on your face can really help with your period a lot. It's really interesting. There's actually research about that now too. So
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things I did for endometriosis was develop the sensual system. And that's what turned into the Flow Freedom program that I now have. But it's just all of your senses, right? I realized quite quickly that if smell, right, your oldest sense that goes right into your lizard brain, is being aggravated because something that smelled good to me last week now is jarring or acidic or, you know, it just doesn't, it's going to add stress, which is going to affect your hormones. So think about all of your senses, right? Like Katie was just talking about movement, touch, what feels good, soft, cozy blankets, what smells good. It's probably going to be something of a more gentle scent, maybe a little bit of a warming scent. I know I quite enjoy like my pumpkin spice candles in my menstrual phase. So what scents around you? What's the sight and sound? Is it, you know, is it your dark cave? Or is it a bright action movie? The menstrual phase is definitely more of the like off screens, dim screens. So if you're at work, dim your screen, turn down the volume, listen to the acoustic music instead of the like rock and roll or whatever, you know? So well, there's those little things in your body, in those different senses that you have all affect your hormones and your hormones affect them. So working with them rather than working against them is just going to make your life easier. So take into account, you know, are you eating warm foods that are nourishing? You know, it's a water phase, soups. Are your, you know, are the smells nurturing and warm? Are you, so really just taking into account those different movements and senses in this phase.
Yeah. And you might also feel like your digestion might be off a little bit too. So that's another reason why like the warm cooked foods are the easiest to digest. They're going to feel like comfort. You're going to really warm that womb. Clients that have like painful periods, like the warmness of the food and the teas and things really, really help support that.
You might be eating a whole episode on tea.
Oh, yes, we definitely should. You might be wanting that chocolate. Yeah. I have found over the years talking about taste that I notice a difference in how chocolate tastes to me when the day before my period and when I have my period, it almost tastes like the most amazing chocolate you could buy in the world, like right then, no matter what it is, like it just tastes so much better. So really listen to that, like when you're thinking about working with your body and your hormones and like how things like feel. And you know, if you eat something, you're like, oh, doesn't agree with me. And you notice that like each cycle, like that might be something you want to move and have during a different phase. You might be craving like more salty foods, like seaweed. I love seaweed snacks. But I always think of it as like, you know, if you had like the morning off and you had nothing to do and you were like laying on your couch with your tea and your warm blanket and watching like your favorite rom-com, like that's kind of how I describe
phase. Absolutely. I mean, my corporate clients have all said like they started bringing a hot water bottle and a blanket and they're just sitting at their desk and they're cozying up as much as they can and they're bringing their tea and they just are like, you know what, I'm going to bring the warm coziness to the office because that's what I can do. So that's what I am doing. And I always applaud them for that. I feel like stepping out in that way is just being like, a really powerful statement, and I love it. So do what you need to do to feel good in this phase. And if working out reduces cramps and it makes you feel better, great. But like with endometriosis, it makes everything worse. So whatever, you know, whatever it might be for you, listen to your body in this phase. It needs to be nourished. It needs to be cuddled. It needs to be loved. You know, you're think of yourself as, what would you do for a child in this phase? Like if your child was feeling like this, you would care for them. So care for yourself in whatever way feels best for you.
Yeah. Warm baths. I feel like when I have my period, I like either take a hot Epsom salt bath or I tend to take like 2 showers a day when I have my period. It just feels like that hot, that heat, and like turning on my, oh my goodness, what's it called? The, when you turn the heat on, what is that? Space heater.
Oh, the space heater. Yeah.
Rain. I'm heading into the deep luteal. but yeah, space heater is like just warm, comfy. Yeah. I kind of like enjoy this phase a little bit in the sense that like I'm giving myself permission to like get really comfy. And I think that's challenging for a lot of people. So it's really helped me give myself permission to like just be comfortable and do things that support my physical body, but also my mental body, my mental health, and really being kind and gentle to myself. I think that's also something we want to share too.
Yeah. It's certainly one of those things that I've always said, I hope that I keep this level of care postmenopausal. Like if I don't have endometriosis to smack me around, if I get out of line, will I still give myself time and space? Like, will I go and start doing it with the new moon and say like, I'm taking the week of the new moon off. I'm giving myself that space of the new moon. Or will I go like, oh no, now I can get things done. No, no. So I really hope that I've been learning the lesson over the years and that internalizing it enough that when I get to postmenopause, that I can still give myself that grace and space. So we'll
see. So deeply rooted in your whole cells of every cell in your body. Like, I can't wait to check in with you then, but I think you're going to be.
Yeah. Deep. Stay tuned to, I guess, episodes in the next 10 years. All right. I think that's a good wrap on just an overview of the menstrual phase. Of course, we're going to deep dive into all of these different topics and all these different phases over the coming years. So stay tuned. And if there's something you want to hear about in particular, or you have questions about, send them in. We're happy to answer. So, but yeah, just to give you a little bit of permission and information on how to care for yourself in the menstrual phase. And I hope that was helpful for you guys. Thank you for listening. A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.